Today, I'm bringing the devotion to all of us. And the topic is, The Lord is with you. A simple topic, but again, it brings great comfort to many people to know that the Lord is with us. I remember when about 20 years ago, 20 over years ago, when I was just starting in the full-time ministry, I was given the privilege for the very first time to speak at the main worship in the sanctuary. That was my very first time. And Reverend Charles was there, seated with me behind the pulpit at the elders' chairs, I remember. And he didn't say much, but his presence there encouraged me very much to give me that courage even to bring God's word. And now as I prepare this devotion, I thought about what happened 20 over years ago. If a man could, presence could encourage me, how much more the one who made the heavens and the earth, the one who made me, and the one who redeemed me with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So I'd like, in the same manner, to encourage you, whether you are going through difficulties or trials, let it be known unto you that our unseen God is always with you. So I would like to just focus on a brief story of Joseph, and we will go through the three lessons. If you were to look at Genesis 39, you will notice that four description of the Lord is with Joseph, or the Lord was with Joseph, or the Lord was with him, appeared in these verses. The two verses appears in Genesis 39, verse 2 and verse 3. And I shall read, "And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And this was at a time when Joseph was in Potiphar's house. And when he was thrown into the prison," again, we find these comforting words, Genesis 39, verse 31, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper." Genesis 39, verse 23. So here we can clearly see the repetitive words, "The Lord was with Joseph, the Lord was with him," mentioned four times in this just one chapter alone, in two different circumstances of Joseph, one in Potiphar's house, one in the Pharaoh's prison. And therefore, tonight we need to remember how this "The Lord is with Joseph" could be spelled out in our lives. And there are three key actions in living out "The Lord is with Joseph" in our life. And the first lesson is, we ought to flourish in our work. And here we can see verse 3, that, "And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And likewise, in the prison, the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper or to succeed. So here we can see that Joseph as a slave in Potiphar's house, and a prisoner in the prison of Pharaoh, he worked with excellence. The fact that he knew that the Lord was with him, despite being sold by his brothers into Egypt, he knew that even though his father Jacob wasn't with him, the God of Jacob was with him. And he did his best in whatever circumstances he was in. And we notice that when he does this and was conscious of being accountable to the presence of God, the nearness of God, you could see that even the non-believers failed Potiphar himself, and the prison keeper saw something different in him. So God's presence is translated into trust, responsibility, accountability, and favor with his supervisors. So therefore, we ought to remember what Paul exhorted the slaves when they were mistreated by the slave masters. Paul did not ask them to rise up against the slave masters, but he told them, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as man pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. So this gives us motivation in our work, especially when every workplace we are in, there are times when things are not our ways, superiors or supervisors above us are demanding, and we have to deal with difficult colleagues. And sometimes we feel very discouraged and drag our feet to work. But when we know that when God put us in the workplace, it is to serve him. And therefore, we are not to be man pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever we do it wholeheartedly. As heartily means wholeheartedly, as to the Lord and not unto men. So that will give us that grace and that strength from the Lord to flourish in our work. And that is something to remind ourselves, that God's presence is always translated into trusting in him, why he puts us in that workplace, to be responsible for the tasks that are assigned to us, and being accountable, not just to our superiors, to our fellow colleagues, but to those above us, and to have, and that favor in the end will be gained with our supervisors, because God's presence is with us, God's blessings will be upon us. And the second thing that we live out is the Lord is with Joseph in our lives is to fight against temptations. And here we can see that in Genesis 39 verses 8 and 9, how Joseph refused the advances of Potiphar's wife. And he said this, but he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he had committed all that he had to my hand. There's none greater in this house than I, neither had he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And Potiphar's wife did not back down. Time and again, she would make her advances in order to seduce Joseph. And finally, when no one is around, Joseph could have succumbed to her daily temptation. But unlike Samson to Delilah, Joseph flee. And Joseph said, and Joseph, here it says, and she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. Here we can see how Joseph firstly invoked the name of God, knowing that he's accountable to God in verse 8 to 9. And secondly, he fled from temptation or from lust. So God's nearness gave us that power, knowing that God is always present with us. We ought to be able to ask the Lord for his grace, his power to choose integrity when compromise was attractive. And secondly, to choose integrity over momentary gratification. And this is something that we must learn, because in this world, there's so many temptations, and we ought to realize that if God is present with me, he's looking at me, he is there at where I am now, should I compromise? Should I, because of pleasure, gratifying this lust to neglect the integrity that he desire of me? So therefore, we ought to have that testimony for Christ wherever we go. And we thank God that Joseph's testimony is a great encouragement to all of us. So let us protect our Christian testimony by setting strong personal boundaries and prioritizing love and obedience to God. So always remember, if God's nearness is here with me, therefore I must choose Him above all things else. I must love Him through actions and, of course, through obedience to His word. So may the Lord help us to be able to live out this principle of the Lord is with Joseph in our life. And the third key action is faithfulness in suffering. As we know, Joseph was in prison and how he still remained faithful, as I read to you just now earlier, the verses in chapter 39. And so God's presence did not prevent suffering. We are never immune to suffering despite God's presence with us. And God, in His permissive will, allows that to mold us, to test us, and there will be always good outcome because the Lord will never think evil of us, as Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says. So God's presence means we serve faithfully where we are, even though we are suffering, be it on our beds of affliction. We continue to serve faithfully by praying, by encouraging others who minister to us, by encouraging the caregivers who give care to us, to be thankful always to the Lord. When we have that attitude, we are serving Him. And wherever difficult places we are put into, we continue to know that God is present with us, and we continue to serve faithfully because God is there with us. So when facing unjust circumstances, pray and trust that God is sovereignly preparing you for a future breakthrough, as this second picture indicates, how from prison, Joseph became the prime minister of Egypt. How providentially God arranges in such a way that he told the dream to the butler, and the butler, even though had forgotten for 2 years, but Joseph waited and continued to be persevering in doing his best, even in prison. And the butler remembered, and he was able to interpret the Pharaoh's dream, and he became the prime minister. So the Lord will always have things in store for us which are good, because every good and perfect gift is from above, from God Himself, who is unchangeable without any shadow of turning. There's no variableness in Him. So our unchangeable God is unchangeable in His goodness, in His love, in His wisdom, and in His prospering us in the end by helping us having a future breakthrough. So we thank God that He will give us a future and a hope always. And we know that in the end, our salvation will be completed in a sense that Jesus will come again for us, whereby we will, our corruptible body will turn into incorruption, and we will rise up together with fellow saints into the air to meet Jesus in the clouds. And Jesus will come again for us very soon. So this is something that we look forward to, even though this world offers us nothing, but Jesus offers us all things, all good things for us in the end. Because in the end, Jesus wins and not the devil. So the Lord is with you as Jesus in His Great Commission directly tells us, as we have read from 39, it was an indirect way of saying the Lord is with Joseph, the Lord was with him. But Jesus, in his great commission, told the disciples, and he tells us from his word, "Lo, I'm with you always." And Jesus himself is called the Emmanuel, God with us. So the Lord is with you, and therefore we continue to flourish in our work, continue to do our best, not for man, but for him. And secondly, we continue to fight against temptation because of presence of God with us. We do not want to discredit God. We do not want to quench the Holy Spirit or to grieve the Holy Spirit. And thirdly, faithfulness even in suffering, to be faithful always to him and never to give up, to continue to be a testimony for him wherever we are, and not to waste our illnesses, but always to glorify him, even though when we are ill, infirm, or we are going through trials in life. So may the Lord help us to remember that the Lord is with us. We do not need a man to be with us. We need the Lord. I thank God that Pastor Charles was there with me 20 over years ago for my first preaching. It also shows that through him, God was with me. So may the Lord encourage our heart through with God's word. Let us pray. Gracious Father in heaven, we praise and thank you that you have promised us that you are with us. Your presence is always with us. And we thank you that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you for the day whereby we know that we'll be in your glorious presence, and to know that we'll be with you eternally. And we thank you for this hope. And as we go through this earthly journey, there are times when we have feared you. But again, we know that you are still with us despite our feelings, our sins that we have committed. We know that you will help us to get back on our feet again. So grant us your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.